Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and all the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Answer me when I call, O God, defender of me.
speak to your heart in silence upon your bed. Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Many are saying, oh, that we might see better times. Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine and oil increase. I lie down in peace, and once I fall asleep. For only you, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should all be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits a sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or know him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, is risen again.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Good morning on this rainy, foggy day. But isn't it fitting that with Jesus' resurrection, we should have the greening of the planet, the greening of the whole earth, of our lawns, so the flowers can come and rejoice as well. In our opening collect, we pray, "Oh God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work. That we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen." Now, in this Easter season, the 50 days when we celebrate Christ's resurrection and await the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, during this time, we find that Jesus' disciples some 2,000 years ago and Jesus' disciples today are doing about the same things. We're all looking for Jesus. The tomb was empty. We're all looking for our risen Lord. We're all looking to see how Christ's resurrection has impacted our world, how it's made a difference for us. The scriptural passage in today's gospel reading, Luke 24:36b-48, is really divided a funny way, because it's just the second half of the larger story that begins with the two disciples Cleopas and his companion walking the 7-mile distance from Jerusalem to Emmaus. As they walked along, another traveler joined them, who at this point was unrecognizable to them. The two discuss among themselves the news, breaking news, that Jesus of Nazareth has been crucified, has been killed. Jesus, known only as a stranger to them at this point, explains how the scriptures declare that the Messiah should suffer and then enter his glory. But the two still do not see Jesus. It is only when Jesus breaks bread with them that their eyes are opened and they recognize their fellow traveler to be Jesus himself. But as soon as they recognize him, poof, Jesus disappears. Now the two really start looking for Jesus in earnest, making an abrupt turnaround. They just got to Emmaus and heading back again the 7 miles to Jerusalem. There they find the 11. We wonder if it's still in the upper room. And they tell them what has just occurred to them, that they saw and beheld the risen Lord when he broke bread with them. Here the story picks up with today's reading. The original 11 and other companions were discussing Jesus' appearance to Simon and now to these two disciples when, voila, there's Jesus. Jesus is now there standing among them. Needless to say, this freaked them out. They were terrified. Is this a ghost? Jesus assures them that he is not a ghost. Look at my hands and my feet. Touch these wounds of love and believe. But it takes Jesus' request for something to eat to help allay their fears. Boy, he has a lot in common with our congregation. Takes food for them to get it. And Jesus eats a piece of broiled fish. Now, real flesh with real wounds and broiled fish that he eats proves that Jesus was no ghost. Jesus' resurrected appearance in today's gospel reminds us of another time when the apostles thought Jesus was a ghost. This time, reported in Matthew 14, verses 23 to 27, the disciples were in a boat, buffeted about by strong winds and huge waves on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had instructed the disciples after feeding the multitude of 5,000 to cross the sea in a boat while he stayed behind to pray. Jesus was at prayer. When he must have heard the intercessions of his disciples, because he joined that little group by walking on water to them in the wee early hours of the morning, sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. When Jesus appeared in the boat, having walked on water, guess what? The disciples were again freaked out. They were terrified. This is not an ordinary experience. And for that reason, we now think that this episode in Matthew is also a resurrection appearance. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I." And the same word can be translated, "I am." Jesus, the I am of God. "Do not be afraid." And when Jesus did get in the boat, the wind ceased. What is significant about this particular resurrection appearance of the risen Christ is that those in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So, although the disciples were fearful as they journeyed across the Sea of Galilee, Lake Gennesaret, and they doubted, but despite the fear and the doubts, they stayed the course during the storm. What should have taken an hour, they were at 4 or 5 hours. They did not give up. And when Jesus calmed the waters and the wind, they continued to row across the lake, now surely making better progress than before. But there was something unusual on the other side. The people there were looking for Jesus. The people gathered when the disciples with Jesus got out of the boat. And recognizing Jesus, the people went and brought their sick to him. And here's an important point. And every single person who touched even the fringe of his cloak were healed. Here was a clear manifestation of the power of the risen Christ. In today's reading from Acts, a man lame from birth was begging Peter and John for alms at the temple's gate that was known as the Beautiful Gate. And right before the section that we have printed, Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." When Peter saw the wonder and amazement of the crowd who saw this man lame from birth walk, he told them in no uncertain terms that it was not his or John's power or piety that caused the man to walk. Peter was very clear about that. No, it was by faith of the disciples in the name of Jesus that the man walked. Jesus, servant of the Israelite God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who was killed, but who God raised from the dead. Peter says, "To this, we disciples are witnesses." Now, what happened here? What happened here was that Peter and John served as conduits for Jesus' power of healing. The man born lame, whether he knew it or not, was looking for Jesus. What he did not expect was that Jesus was also looking for him. Jesus was also looking for him. What happened here was that the disciples, Peter and John, practiced resurrection. And I put those in quotes for a reason. Peter and John practiced resurrection. They were able to practice resurrection because, as John tells us in today's epistle, we should be called children of God. We are children of God. So every virtue we see in Christ, we see in our own inheritance as children of God. Therefore, every disciple is expected to be a stand-in for Jesus. Every disciple is expected to be a conduit, a stand-in for Jesus. Brian Cole, our new bishop, expects each of us, each disciples in our Diocese of East Tennessee, to practice resurrection. You're going to hear that a lot more from our bishop, practice resurrection. His expectation should give us pause. What do we do as individuals to practice resurrection? What should we do as part of this parish to practice resurrection? What will we do as a diocese under his leadership to practice resurrection? We soon move to the second part of the liturgy, to the table for Holy Eucharist. There, and I quote from Luke's gospel, we pray, "Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Open our eyes to see you, as did the disciples on the way to Emmaus. Then propel us, move us out with power and grace into the world, so that we each can practice resurrection. Amen."
Will you please stand with me and profess your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 9 in your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternal begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one.
prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble. Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, Courtney, J.R., John, and Jim, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jamie, Martha, Renee, Jane, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Eddie, Matt, Dr. Jerry, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Angela, Jane, Tony, Zach, Betsy, Michael, Claire, Georgina, Joycey, Bernard, Russ, Jerry, Sarah, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Bill, Jean, Richard, Jackie, Alan, Audrey, Pat.
Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Shelley Guthrie and Fred Carpenter. And we give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Jane and Russ Nimick and Kelly and Dee Taylor.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, for he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take. Eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those
of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. Amen. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever.
Amen. Amen. Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God.